All right, so we know where Steve Goldstein was last night, glued to his television and Twitter, I suspect, following the NBA draft. He is, of course, the number one fan of the Phoenix Suns, who does not dress in an orange bodysuit, at least as far as I know.
Yeah.
So,
well, you would know better than anybody else.
I probably would.
I shouldn't have said that on the air.
So the Suns, before the draft started, they traded T.J. Warren, who's been there for a few years, pretty good scorer. They traded a second-round pick. They ended up trading their top pick. What do you think?
Yeah, they've been getting tremendous criticism, which of course makes sense because we don't know who these players are yet. And they traded a player that people, when he was on the court, was a good player. But I think I come back to this, Mark. Here's my philosophy.
Okay.
First of all, optimism is the way to go in life. Everyone, all you kids out there. The other thing
you
is
should be writing this down, people.
They had the second worst record in the organization's history last year. So my feeling is what they were doing before wasn't working. So, you know, why not try something a little bit different?
Yeah. Well, and as you said, you were kind of giving a scouting report on the two guys they got, the forward from North Carolina and a guard from Virginia. Two very, like, basketball IQ guys and two good shooters.
Yeah, experienced guys, not guys who played 1 year in college. And also, if we look at the character issue, you want guys who are going to come in and play. If you go for the, this is how you look at it. Here's NBA scouting vernacular.
Okay.
So rather than going for guys with high upside, they went for guys with a high floor. So guys who you know are going to be solid, maybe not stars. That's sort of how I think of us.
I'm not sure what to make of that. So, like, how do you think these guys fit in with what they've got, with Booker and Ayton and Mikal Bridges and a new head coach, of course?
Well, I think it's going to be fantastic. Are you kidding me?
Okay. So, championship next year?
Yeah, probably
Goodbye
next
Raptors?
Year. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not, right?
All right.
Phil Latzman was on this program a few weeks ago. He said championship next year.
For the Suns.
Break out the champagne and the cigars. Absolutely.
Not like somebody's going to win the championship.
Someone,
the Suns.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll have to see about that.
Okay.